Number two ain't shit. Forgive me, I'm a native Aussie and I sometimes like to indulge in the odd bout of colourful language. You see, we swear differently down under. It's less angry and unlike in the US. It's considered largely inoffensive. There's a certain playful naturalness to the Aussie curse word, and it's often utilised in common language. I was recently connected to a young and brilliant Korean-born, Los Angeles-based healthcare executive. He had, over an already illustrious career, led international teams in building out global hospital systems and reproductive health clinics. He was a rockstar COO, widely respected by his industry peers, who had recently pivoted on a dime, and together with his network-introduced partner, were fully focused on building a regional home health and hospice provider network with leading hospital-at-home sensibilities. As we exchanged our niceties and talked about professional and personal backgrounds, he related a story about how his business mentor, who had been a formative and life-changing influence to him over many years, his advisor had once told him, "Mark, you're the best number two that I've known, but you make a terrible number one." He said that at the time he'd been offended by the remark. It was only later in his career that he began to appreciate her comment. Since then, he had embraced this reality and rapidly advanced in his career trajectory. Everybody has their intrinsically valuable role to play. It's not important whether we're a number one or a number two, as long as we don't let our talents go to waste and be flushed away.